The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
But when they saw the glory of God that Billy Foot helped launch in the shyest kid on the planet, and it began to flow like a river of life and love and truth and transforming truth and power, it started there.
James shares his gratitude for the college where he and Billy started their evangelism journey.
As they prepare for that vocational call in their life, they've got to dig into the scriptures and understand what God wants them to do as a Christian servant leader to impact his kingdom.
I'm excited every time we come into your home or wherever you're watching with Life Today, because we present Life Today, everyday life, real life. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you, and we've got two of our best friends. If you got your best man in your wedding, and you got the maid of honor in the wedding, and then you were the best man, and your wife was the maid of honor in their wedding, they're pretty special. Billy and Winky Foot are sitting over here to my left, and we just did a program with them. If you didn't see it on air yesterday, go back and watch it online, because you can find it. It'll be there. And Billy Foot changed my life. Within a matter of weeks, when I got to East Texas Baptist College then, now it's East Texas Baptist University, very much in East Texas, Marshall, Texas. If you go west, east of Tyler and east of Longview, right before you get to Shreveport, there's Marshall. And when it was there, there was a dormitory dedicated to Billy and Winky, which just went up. And it was like, when I saw it, I said, dear God, this is a guy that he didn't even get a degree, but he got a doctor's degree. And I didn't get a degree, and they gave me a doctor's degree, for heaven's sake. Now he's got a dorm that's bigger than the whole school was when we went there, and it's just fabulous. And it's just such an amazing thing that's happened. There were a few hundred students there when we were there. Now then there's 1,800, and it's growing, and it's growing in grace and the wisdom of God and power and love. And they brought the president, Dr. Blackburn. And they say that his name is Blair Blackburn, but they don't want Blair to burn. And so listen, this is a man of God.
Yes,
his
sir.
Wife is beautiful and precious. And this man loves students.
Amen.
He loves God. He loves his neighbor. He loves people. And he wants to see this school set on fire.
Amen.
With the love and the life of God and the wisdom of God. And he wants you to be the family God wants us to be. Dr. Blackburn, it's good to have
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank you so much, Dr. Robinson.
Your school blessed me so much. It is a pretty little place. So you got to admit, the architecture, the development, beautiful, is really impressive, isn't it?
It is beautiful. God blessed that hill for a college. And that's what it was. That was declared by the founder, W.T. Tardy, in 1912, that when he saw that hill, he said, God made this hill for a college.
Wow.
And so there it began to build an institution that would educate the teachers and preachers.
Wow.
And we've started that. Well, here we are, right?
Here we are.
With the two of you. It's a remarkable what God has done in the life of that institution, generation after yes. generation, and you have been a part of that.
Well, your presidents have been amazing to me. Dr. Bennett was there, and they saw an anointing on my life, which Billy helped initiate, as we talked yesterday, because he encouraged the shyest kid on the planet when other kids were making fun of me because I couldn't communicate. I was too shy. But he came over and encouraged me, and it was like he launched a missile that was anointed of God. And Billy Foot, thank you for just loving me and encouraging me. But here's what actually happened. I went out from there to put the arms of God around people all over the world and to point people to Jesus effectively. But the great impact in my life came at East Texas Baptist.
That's right.
With another student who was being what they were actually there to learn to be. And that was a witness and a kingdom impact player. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what he did and what Wendy does. And he's done 1,000 revivals, and I've done 600 citywides. So it all started in so many ways with both of us at the university.
That's right.
And now I would say the university, in my opinion, has just multiplied in its effect, not only the magnificent beauty and the dormitory, now a dormitory named after Billy and Winky, which is just incredible. And thank y'all for doing that.
Thank
you for honoring people, not because they have the biggest amount of education in the world, but they have an impact that education is supposed to bring to people, so they make that impact.
Amen.
And that you've done it, so thank you. But how do you feel about the progress and the growth? And by the way, you want to say anything about this couple?
Let me just say, what a model Christian couple for our students. So when we determined that we were going to place their name on Billy and Winky Foot Hall, we wanted students to be able to look at them as a model for Christian marriage. Okay. And that they can see how their commitment to Christ, their commitment to each other, to their family, and to what God's called them to do. And so when they walk in that building, they see their name, but then they see their beautiful picture and the love they have for each other, and they can read the story about Billy and Winky and what God has done in their life.
Well, what God has done in his life has multiplied through my life to millions of people around the world. And so I just say thank you, not only to you again, Billy and Winky, from the bottom of my heart for encouraging me. And Winky, you became such a best friend to me and Betty. And we have stayed those best friends, mm-hmm. even though we've lived in two mm-hmm. different worlds. But one of the things we have noticed that showed how much wisdom God gave us is that we recognize the importance and the beauty of land, right. even ranch land and mm-hmm. farmland. Mm-hmm. And we have showed people it's very worthwhile. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely.
And that's paid for a lot of educations at the East Texas Baptist
Praise
University,
the Lord.
Which he and Winky made possible. And it was through the real estate and their daughter, Wendy, now, because they're learning we can give. By the way, do you realize that our ministry now has been funded by older people who have extra money? And when a lot of people are tight and they don't even know if they're going to get a check from the government, they know God's provided for them, and they just keep funding outreach uh-huh. and putting their arms around people, many of them leaving their whole estates. That's what you can do. You multiply the effect of the money God gave you oversight of, and you oversee it in a way that it transforms lives mm-hmm. Jesus gave his life for. So
Amen.
Please keep doing that. That's what they're doing. And I know what a blessing that is to you. I want to know about the university. I want to know what you want to see happen there, because I'm going to encourage every grandparent, great-grandparent, we've got lots of great-grandkids now, 27 total grandchildren, more coming. But here's the thing. I want you to get your grandchildren to consider East Texas Baptist University. Would you do that? They can find it. You can find it. Just look at the campus on your website. If they wanted to see the main website to kind of get a look at everything, what would they go to?
So go to etbu.edu.
etbu.edu. What's EDU?
Education, EDU, just short for
You've
education.
You've got education at this
That's
school?
Right, we do.
You not don't just, do that in school anymore.
Not just any kid, education, Christ-centered education, where Christian scholars are teaching our students through the foundation of the root of the gospel of Jesus. It is the Word of God that's being taught. No matter if they're in nursing or business, mm-hmm. if they're in psychology or communication, we are teaching our students what it means that all truth is God's truth.
Yes.
And so what is unknown to us is certainly known to God, and we are discovering that and helping and teaching our students to know that God's got a plan and a purpose for their life.
Amen.
And that as they prepare for that vocational call in their life, they've got to dig into the Scriptures and understand what God wants them to do as a Christian servant leader to impact His kingdom.
Are you seeing the students that are there inspiring other young people to consider the university because of the influence of their life?
Absolutely. You know, students are the best marketing
yes.
that you have as they share their experience, the experience that they're having at ETBU and what God's doing in their life. Each of our students are required to, as a part of their commitment to education, is to give an hour a week in service to
right?
others. As freshmen, every freshman student serves in the five elementary schools in Marshall, Texas.
Wow. Fantastic.
After
That's
school
awesome.
Care, reading care, tutorial support, and then from sophomore through senior year, they have to continue to adopt a ministry, a charity, and they give 1 hour a week through the rest of their year. So we're trying to teach them not just what it means to be a servant, we want them to make application mm-hmm. of what it means to be a servant leader for Jesus.
Jesus said, greatest among you servants.
Amen.
And if you want to be the greatest on planet Earth, you make a servant impact, because the servant heart makes the greatest impact. A servant of God, a servant of others. That's key. I hear you and I believe you. I mm-hmm. can see it in your spirit, your wife's spirit. The moment I talked to you on the phone, the presidents that preceded you, Dr. Bennett, all the way back where I was, who made me go out and preach, said, you miss class. You go preach. God's doing too much. You go. And I mean, the whole faculty backed me. It was the most amazing thing. And I mean, that I got to admit, back then, that was a little bit of a stretch for these professors to do that. But when they saw the glory of God that Billy Foot helped launch, it started there. So I believe right now it could start a flow. I told you a moment ago, before we came out here, I would love to see East Texas and like to be a an example to every university, especially every Christian university. Let's have a spiritual awakening Amen. That is birthed on our campuses.
Amen.
What happened at Asbury should be just a glimpse mm-hmm. of what God wants to do on every university, certainly the Christian university, but it'll be every university. What do you think about helping inspire that?
As I think about Romans 12, 2, as we teach our students, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, mm-hmm. but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what we're doing. Heart transformation, mind renewal, that holistic in mind, body, and spirit. We want a holistic transformation of students by the Spirit of God so that they know that they're going to go out and serve Him. But it takes mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. It takes a wholehearted commitment. And so we're praying, we're serving, we're striving to raise up a generation, the next generation of kingdom servants to have an impact, as you've challenged me, in this world now, His kingdom now on earth.
You know, when I came and y'all gave me a doctor's degree, I have no earned degree, okay? I got the smartest people in the world working for me and working with me, literally. The highest educated people on the planet, and everybody knows that. I don't even have a degree, okay? High school degree, but no college degree. When you all gave me a doctor's degree, and you gave one to Billy, and he didn't have a degree. It's amazing as you do that. And the faculty was wonderful. Is your faculty with you and behind you and what's in your heart? Because what I see coming out of your heart, I would want my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to be exposed to. I would want every university to be exposed to a president and a leader and a faculty like that. Are they with you?
Absolutely. The faculty and staff that are called to ETBU are Christian scholars and servants. These are faculty members that are teaching through the integration of biblical faith and learning. They are committed to living out their lives and to teaching it in our classrooms what it means to serve the Lord Jesus and what it means to follow His truth. And it's just remarkable to see what God has done Amen. Throughout the generations, mm-hmm. to see what He's done in your life, the impact that you've made from a small Christian college to a kingdom impact across the world. I know myself, as a child, my mother would listen to you, and I had those tapes. She had those tapes, those cassette tapes, and she made me listen to James Robson.
There used to be such a thing as a cassette tape.
That's right.
It's all different now.
But we would sit, and she'd have me listen, and that James Robson Living Bible, that green Living
Billy
Bible.
Billy Foot did it. Billy Foot did it. He started all right.
So you had an impact in my life as a child.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful for what God has done throughout your life and what He continues to do in the lives of students at ETBU. And we need to raise up more James and Billies at ETBU.
Betty, when you listen to Dr. Blackman and you met his beautiful wife and see their spirit, what did you feel? And when you look back at the impact that happened in my life at East Texas Baptist, what do you want people who are watching to know and feel?
Yeah, I've been sitting here listening in and him talking so freely about his school. And it's not just a job you have. It's your heart.
It's his heart.
And Amen. It is, for lack of better expression, the complete package that you offer, mm-hmm. body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So many times kids come out of colleges like that, they don't know what they're going to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. But at least this is an opportunity for when they come out of that school, they can feel like God's given them a purpose. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's Good. The complete package.
Amen.
Saying, God, where do you want me to go now?
I want you to consider the school above all. I want you to consider being a kingdom servant that puts God's hand of love and encouragement on somebody. And by the way, you can do that in our mission feeding. Dr. Blackburn, we're going to repeat that website. Say yes, it sir. Again.
ETBU.edu.
ETBU.edu.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Man, I remembered that. My mind was going to be good. I really do want you to look at this school. Dr. Blackman, I want to thank you for being so gracious and kind, even when you talked to me on the phone. You expressed a gratitude for what God was doing through my life
yes,
and
sir.
Had touched members of your family and those you love. And that this couple had made such a profound impact. Thank you for honoring God by honoring them, because they sure honored God by Him touching me and He and Winky becoming such good friends to us. To be in our wedding as best man and maid of honor, and then us in yours, has got me something going on now.
60 years ago.
God, and then name your son after me. So how's Billy James doing?
Ben and James is doing great. Still writing music, and God is using them in a wonderful way. Of course, they live in Amarillo.
Yeah, yeah. They are. We can forgive them. You know what? By the way, West Texas is not known for its trees. It's not known for the magnificence of its landscape. But the people in West Texas are incredible. And you've been blessed out there because you have done well as overseers of the land. Mm-hmm. And thank you, so many of you care about helping others. Mm-hmm. But that's true of all of our viewers. Dr. Blackburn, I want to thank you for being what I consider to be a real example leader. And you made me feel so welcome. You made me feel appreciated on the phone. You made me know that you were serious about appreciating them. And you wanted your students to recognize the greatness of God in them so the greatness of God would be in those students. And then it would spread to the ends of the earth. And you've joined with me, I believe, in seeing our schools help lead a spiritual awakening, like we glimpse at Asbury.
Right.
Would you agree we need that?
Absolutely. With Christian colleges, Christ-centered colleges like ETB, there's too few of us. We need more Christian colleges to stand up and make a statement and make a stand for the Lord Jesus.
And just Christian schools at the public level.
That's right, at the public school level. But we have Christian believers in our public schools. We know that.
Yeah.
We got to pray for those Christian believers on public campuses to have a boldness to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The only hope for the world.
Yeah. Billy, God bless you all. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for being best friends. Dr. Blackburn, I pray that we get a lot of students who are watching who will go up there and check it out. Parents, grandparents, encourage them to go. Father, I pray for this school where in so many ways my life was not only impacted, but changed, strengthened, encouraged. Thank you for the way they've continued to express their gratitude for the ministry you've given us, even though we never got a degree. They thank you for what you do through us as a ministry, and they're our friends and supporters. So, Lord, I ask you to pour your blessings out on them and your blessings out through them and through every student there, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much for letting us share our friends and talk about the university and what God's doing. Give it some consideration, but please, every one of you that watch us, you know Betty and James are going to ask us to touch someone overlooked. James is going to ask us to become the miracle someone needs, longs for, and prays for. And you can be that. Listen, I'm not talking wishful thinking. I'm not talking a shot in the dark. I'm talking about absolute miracle, transforming life and love. Would you help us feed children? We've got the porridge mix. We've got the soup mix. We've got the bowls you gave to deliver it in. We've saved 18 million lives just in feeding alone, not counting water and all the other things. Right now we're in feeding. Would you help us feed 3 children, 5 children, 10 children? Please, I want you to listen to the guest host you see with our son, Randy, Tammy Trent. She's been to the mission field as many times as anyone we know and as effectively. I want you to listen to her. And I want you to look at what she's asking you to do. Watch closely.
This is the best part of my day when I have the privilege of sitting here feeding these children. Now, this is probably the only meal they will have all day, just one meal a day. But there is so much life in this bowl of food. I mean, you can look around at the land here. It's incredibly dry. They couldn't grow their own food if they wanted to. And I know that it's because of this is what's making the difference in their life. I can't imagine not having a program like this available to this village, to this community, to this child. Without your help, these children will not survive. With your help, they're doing more than surviving, they're thriving because of the things that we give them, life. There is life in this cup that will change your world. God bless you, Angel. It's something so simple. I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm sorry. I get so overwhelmed by it. Just like the simplest thing, like food. it moves me deeply, the need. It breaks my heart to see that they have very little. But it also brings me great joy to be a part of such an incredible ministry that is making a difference. So thank you so much from my heart to you, Life Outreach. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for letting me be a part of it.
We've held them a lot like that. Don't you love the Spirit of God that's on Tammy?
I really do, James. And everybody that goes over there and sees the need, they come back, their hearts are changed. I know that when you and I first went, I said, how am I going to be able to relate to this? My children have never been hungry. I've always had food for them. But the minute you get over there, you see the great need, and it breaks your heart, yes. But you know what thrills your heart is when you know you can offer them life through the food that we give them. Tammy said it right. It's so simple. Just give from your heart and let God do the rest, because He has already provided the means, the ways, the food. Just help us get it there, if you would.
That is exactly right, Betty. You know, we even have nations that are by no means claiming to be Christian. And we even have the UN and USAID who will send bulk food. And you say, well, why would they send it to a Christian ministry? Well, they tell us. Because your Christian missionaries will march into the pit of hell. They will march right into the face of death fearlessly, and they take the food, whereas a lot of people will never go. And the food will either be dispersed or sold or misused. But when we put it in the hands of these missionaries that you support, that are with you, they go right to the purse, right to the place, right to the pain. So please, when you're giving to mission feeding, you are giving life to the starving. And you are becoming the absolute, certain, positively effective miracle. Would you go get your bank card or get a check, make it to Life? Use that bank card like a check. Go online. Many people like to go online. You can give right now. If you make a check, call the number and tell us you're mailing it today. Make it out to Life. That's what you're giving. Or you can go online and use that card right now. Please. Can you give 30, 50, or 100, or 35, or 10 to have life? Could you give 1,000? And would you give 100 life because God's enabled you to? We've got some beautiful gifts to send you. This is a fantastic planner. It is absolutely amazing how this is laid out for you to study the Word and then take notes. And then we have the beautiful bowl. And I'm telling you what, it's quite a big bowl, but it is a serving bowl, and you can serve your friends. You might even serve your neighbors. Please, please, make the gift God puts on your heart. And we have the beautiful cardinal bronze, and you know I'm never going to hold this up, especially even as we approach the holidays and Christmas, because we said goodbye to our daughter 11 years ago Christmas, and the cardinal was her favorite. So we can't look at this and not think of Robin. Do you know what you're hearing about a cardinal now? God sends the cardinal often to people who are grieving. There's plenty of grief. But we're going to give joy when we give food. Could you give $1,000? I hope you will. Thank you so much for helping.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the brand new Life Planner. Bound in soft touch leather, this planner will help you with your daily walk, with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the God's Promise Serving Bowl. This beautiful and versatile ceramic bowl is decorated with 2 Corinthians 9:8. and will make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
As we've traveled around these communities here in southern Angola, family after family have told us how they're experiencing the worst drought they've ever seen. Statistically, it's the worst drought in over 40 years. Families tell us of how their crops have failed, of how they are running out of food. And you can literally see, when you look at these crops, you can see why these crops have failed. There's no life in here. There's no way that these crops can produce any food. The soil is literally just dry. No life in it at all. Failed crops, though, mean failed lives. And as there's no life left in this soil, if we're not able to respond here soon, this drought will not just steal the life in the soil, but the life in the communities. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food to these mothers and their precious children here in Angola that so desperately need our help.
You know, I really hope you will consider, if you can, give $1,000. Think what it would do. You could save 100 lives with a single gift. We want to say thank you to you for joining, but to Billy and Winky, you're still really cool. She's still beautiful. I don't know how we did it with us. God had miraculous.
We got great husbands. That's
true. That's how they stay so. I tell you, that's why they stay so young looking. They get so much love. Dr. Blackburn, thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
I pray
thank
God
you so
bless
much.
The university.
Thank you so much.
And you've been a blessing to us. Just to know you.
Amen.
And you're a blessing to many people. Thanks for helping us. Thanks for watching.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Call now or go online to become a friend for life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time.
It's easy to worship when everything's great, but you learn the value of who God is when you're in the fire.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.